Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Good morning, everyone. I'm Scott Micklin. Megan Cullop is off this week, but we want to welcome you to another edition of Solutions from the Street. It is our solutions-based program here on KSJE when we talk about a challenge facing our community and look for a local, maybe non-governmental solution to that problem or challenge. And so this week, we are talking with members of the Four Corners Martin Luther King Day of Service. Liesl Dees is a member of that important group, and she is my guest this morning to talk about this event that's coming up on Monday of all days. Liesl,
Monday.
Good morning.
Hey, Scott. Well, Monday is the MLK holiday,
right.
January 15th, and this year it happens to be MLK's actual birthday.
How about that?
Yep.
So
it's my father's birthday.
Okay,
too,
you know, so another reminder of
kind of know those things.
Yeah, very, very good. And this is the seventh day of service you were telling me before we started?
That's exactly right. We've been doing the Four Corners annual MLK Day of Service since 2018. So if you count 18, 19, 20, and then we actually did 21, but
right.
Remotely and, you know, no gathering that year. 22, 23, and 24, and here we go.
Okay, very good. And so it is, as the others have been, a day for all of us to kind of get together and give back to the community and do some projects, and so that's kind of what we're going to be talking about on the program today, and that folks can still sign up.
That's exactly right. So the Day of Service is a national way to recognize the holiday for Martin Luther King's birthday. And this service happens all around the country. I remember years ago, Scott, reading like a USA Today article that was about, it was in like the Parade magazine, and
right.
You know, talking about how this happens across the country. Well, about, what, 9-10 years ago now, some folks, some friends of mine, moved from Philadelphia to Farmington, and they had an idea of doing this here. And I wanted to talk about how honoring MLK in the idea that having a vision and one person, two people, can really make a difference, but ultimately it's a whole group of people that implement that vision. I think that is Martin Luther King Jr.'s legacy. And I think that is exactly what happened in creating this day of service. Laura Marshall and Steve Clark had moved from the Philadelphia area, and it was only several years later that I learned that we were modeling ourselves off of one of the biggest MLK days of service in the nation.
Well, they had pretty high standards, didn't they?
Exactly. But the gist of it was to first come together with a breakfast and a short service honoring Dr. King's legacy, and then to go out in the community through service and to various sites and to do good that needs to happen all year long, but to take this particular day to do it in honor of Dr. King.
Right. And in true Farmington, San Juan County fashion, people responded.
Incredibly.
That right?
Very first year, we were packed into the first church that hosted this, the San Juan Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. We all had these orange shirts.
The first t-shirt,
that
yes.
That first year, yes, standing room only. And then the second year, we moved over to First Presbyterian Church, and we were there for 1920, then 22 in the parking lot still.
Right.
And then 23, we had a service again that. You know, we had a live streamed service in 22, and yeah, you know, we have adapted.
Of course, we all have, right?
But this year we have we are too big for the space at First Presbyterian, and so we will be at the Apache Chapel of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, which is at 400 West Apache.
Okay, right there at the corner of Apache and Auburn, I would say, right?
That's exactly right, and the parking is in the back.
That's right.
For it. Yep.
Off of, I think, Comanche is the street that runs the back.
Good job.
I used to live in that neighborhood, so I remember a few things about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And so every year has been growing. Last year we had around 225 volunteers. We're planning for around 250 this year, and it is definitely a more the merrier event.
Right. And you can just get up that day and decide you want to come and join and show up, and you'll be welcomed and probably get put to work.
That is exactly right.
Right.
So we have an Eventbrite site. It is Eventbrite. And if you go to eventbrite.com, and Scott's pulling it up for
there
the visual
audience
right now.
There it is. That's what you would see
right
once
now.
You click on Get Tickets. Yep.
Right. And so we've got all the details about the event there.
Right.
And you are welcome to go there and just find out what's going on.
And when it says get tickets, you're not paying for anything. You're just reserving a spot is what the tickets is for.
So we have 20 different sites that people can volunteer at this year that we have all the arrangements for those. If we are trying to assign 250 people that morning, it's a little bit of chaos. So we already have 150 people signed up, and that number will probably keep changing. It's probably different from when I last looked as to now. Exactly. I did an interview with the Daily Times at the beginning of the week, and they said 95, and when the article came out, I think we're over 115 at that point. Like, the numbers keep changing.
We will
close the online registration on Friday afternoon at 2.
So this afternoon. This afternoon. If you're watching the show on Friday, if you're watching it Monday, you've already missed the online registration deadline, but you can certainly show up this morning.
Absolutely.
And get signed up for something.
Yep, please still come. And if you're watching this online over the weekend, you could still check out the basic information about the event online. And we'll be happy to reassign. I don't know if you remember, but last year we had a little bit of snow flurries on that Monday.
That's true.
And so, some people didn't show up who had signed up. And
so you needed some extra bodies to fill in.
That's exactly right. And someone's plans will change over the weekend. And what our needs are will change.
But so 8:30.
Yep.
Monday morning is when everything kind of gets started there at the LDS church there on Apache.
That's exactly right.
And it's really designed to kind of wrap up by 12:30. So it's not an all-day thing. It's just really a morning thing that you're committing to.
Exactly. And some people will be done before 12:30 on their projects, depending on what they are.
Right.
And some will probably be going up until that time.
Yeah.
And we start registration at 8:30, so you don't need to be there at 8:30 on the dot, but we'll have breakfast available and cold beverages with that. If you want to bring your own coffee, do.
Right.
We will have cold beverages and a fabulous lineup of food. This year we have enlisted people to make casseroles.
Okay.
We have so many breakfast casseroles coming.
Oh, boy.
So don't eat breakfast before you come.
No.
It'll be great.
I never do. I might even skip dinner or have a smaller dinner the night before. We'll see.
One of my favorites, too, is for a couple of years, we've gotten pie from the Village Inn.
Uh-huh.
And I like cherry pie for breakfast. That makes me super happy.
Okay.
You know.
I'm learning a new thing about you, Liesl D's. We've been talking for how many years?
There are all sorts of things.
Yeah, okay.
All those little...
I'm going to file that away somewhere.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
And one day you'll confess something like that strange that you like of breakfast casserole. Well, I don't know. What do you like for breakfast?
Right. Well, I had a Pop-Tart phase for a while, but I've gotten out of that. I grew out of that. And nowadays it's more of kind of like a breakfast sandwich kind of a thing with some sausage and some eggs and what have you. So,
you will be well suited for the breakfast
casserole. I never go hungry when I come to the breakfast. So
breakfast, and then we will have a very short program to honor Dr. King's legacy with some words and music.
Yep.
And you will be connecting with your team leader for a project, and then we'll go from there.
Everybody know? Just splits off from there and exactly. heads to their projects. And let's run yep. through a few of them
absolutely.
Just for the radio audience who can't yep. see the website that we put up here. But
yeah. And let me start with the ones that are there at the church.
Yes.
We actually have a couple of things. One of those is a blood drive with Vitalant that
right.
will be happening at the church. So if you don't have the day off but still want to participate, that's a fabulous way
yeah.
to do. Another thing that we're doing this year is that if you also don't have the day off or even if you do, we will be collecting food items for Echo Food Bank. So if you would like to bring something to contribute, we would absolutely love to take that. We'll have bins for those, and we will would welcome that participation.
Right. That's an easy way to participate.
Exactly.
For sure.
If you don't have much time,
right.
or, you know, you have other constraints going on that day.
Very true.
Yep.
Very true. Some of the other things that we're seeing that are still open, by the way, and again, this may change before they shut down registration. So, but it will tell you if there's no more tickets available.
Exactly.
Or reservation spots. But the Boys and Girls Club has a clean and organized project.
Yeah. And let me point out that we have three Boys and Girls Club because we have one in Aztec, one
right.
in Bloomfield, and one in Farmington.
That's
so,
true.
And if you do want to not come into Farmington, we had someone contact
oh,
us.
Yeah.
about that.
Smart.
And you know, they live out in Blanco and they just wanted to go to Bloomfield, you know, we will connect with you on that and make sure that, you know, we can do that. We have team leaders for all of these projects, so they are following up on some of our logistics to make
right.
sure that we're ready to go.
So I would guess that once you sign in through this Eventbrite link, the organizers, team leaders will have maybe a contact email so they can reach out to these folks who've signed up by tickets.
We reach out to them.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's
yep.
the way to
the
do
team
that.
Leaders
sure.
will. Yep, exactly. Exactly.
And some of these projects are for maybe these ones at the Boys and Girls Club are for kids that are under 18. Some of them are maybe for kids older than 18 or young adults, pardon
That's
me.
That's exactly right. There are some projects that a parent will need to sign a waiver for on site.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you could take your kids with you.
Sure.
But if you've got a church youth group, you know, looking for a site that doesn't have that kind of on-site waiver that needs to be signed.
Right. So the clean and organized projects at the Boys and Girls Clubs throughout the county, basically. There's the Restore Clean and Organized Project. I'm
yep.
familiar with that one. I think I did that one year.
Oh, did you?
I did.
Yeah. And what was it like, Scott?
It was very cool. Well, I learned a lot about the Restore that I hadn't known about.
Yeah.
So that was cool. And that actually was a previous topic of this program, actually, because it does a great job. And it was a lot of fun. I was wet vacuuming chairs is what
awesome.
I did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they get a lot of wear and tear throughout the year. So this is a great time for them to be able to refresh and clean up a little bit and be
awesome.
Ready for the new
Yep. And those organized projects, you know, we've got a lot of them, and they really make a difference to staff.
Sure.
One of the ones I think is full right now, but I know they are really appreciative for, is New Beginnings
mm-hmm.
and making sure that, you know,
right.
there are things to support.
Well, and a lot of these nonprofits, like you say, if they had to use staff time to do these projects, they can't afford to use staff time for these projects because
right.
they're doing the job of the program. And so having these volunteers coming in really helps them as a nonprofit a lot.
Exactly. And I think, Scott, it's probably a lot like how we all are at our homes. You know, we've probably got a little closet there that, you know, probably put it off a little ways and needs a little
How much can
attention.
You see from your house into my house, Lisa D? I know we're neighbors, but come on. But you're right. Exactly right.
And this is a great opportunity. I know some of our nonprofits scratch their heads a little bit when we contact them. You know, what can we do?
Mm-hmm.
You know? But, you know, we try to encourage them to think of, okay, you have 10, 20 people. What would you like to get done?
Right.
What can happen in a morning?
Right.
It's really exciting
and
to
when
see
you get,
what they do.
Right.
Yeah.
And when you get a lot of people, it does make quick work of some of these projects, too, because maybe to have one or two people look at it and like, oh, my God, I'm here all day.
Exactly.
But a group of 10 people, you're done in a few hours. So
that's exactly
that's
right.
a great thing, too.
Yep.
Bonnie Dallas Senior Center has a
we
cleanup
have a,
project.
A cleanup project. And we also have a garden project there. I think that one is
okay.
full now. And I want to talk, Scott, about both indoor and outdoor projects.
Yes.
Because, well, I mentioned Steve Clark, who was involved with the initial planning of this.
Mm-hmm.
He was a postman in Philadelphia.
Ah.
And so I would be like, we got to have indoor opportunities. And he's like, Lisa, it's going to be fine. People can go outside. They can walk through snow. And
from a postal service perspective.
Exactly.
Who doesn't stop at anything.
Exactly. And what we generally find is that if there is bad weather, some people won't come, mm-hmm. you know, and we always want people to be safe and in whatever the conditions may be. And so there may be more spots that open up for indoor opportunities. And we do have some outdoor opportunities, but that seems to kind of take care of itself if
you
know, if we end up having bad weather.
Understood.
We just won't have as many people picking up trash at Berg Park.
That could be. That's true. Very true. So some of the other things that are still available, the Child Haven grounds and vehicle cleanup at Child Haven. And so that's another project that's still available as we talk today. Tray favors and cards for Salmon Regional Medical Center, and that's happening here at Salmon College.
And I want to do a special shout out to that project. It is our most popular project. I think we've got like 55 people signed up for it already.
That's awesome, right?
It is a fabulous project to do with kids because you are making tray favors. And the college has really organized this beautifully. It's the Center for Student Life and Engagement with Amanda Robles here on campus. And she uses this as an opportunity for students that they're really the ones organizing this. The students who work in student activities are the ones that make this all happen. And last year, they were so organized and so on top of it and just made this an absolutely fabulous project. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
So and
huge partnership and appreciation there. Because, Scott, as San Juan College employees, we didn't always have off the MLK holiday.
But now we do, and we're very thankful for that.
Exactly.
And now we get to go and do stuff here.
That's exactly right. So for anyone who has the day off, it's a great opportunity.
Right. And a note about that, then, because the day is a holiday here at the college, most of the college entrances will be closed, doors to the campus. But the door by Mary's Kitchen, which is kind of the middle, kind of behind the library, if you will be open for access. And that's how you can get upstairs to the location of this project.
And we put explicit directions on that on the Eventbrite tickets. Or if you are coming later, if you come to the morning event, come for registration, then you'll be with your team.
We're getting caravan up here.
Exactly. You can make sure that you know where you're going when you get up here. And I imagine what will happen, Scott, is there will be a group of cars.
Yeah. Yeah. True.
In that location.
Yeah. And that's about it.
Exactly.
For that
exactly.
morning. So that will be how you can tell you're in the right place.
Yes.
Exactly. Service gophers.
Yeah.
You still need some service gophers?
We do need some service gophers. We want to make sure that, you know, everything goes smoothly on that day. As you know, there are going to be questions, as there always are, that come up. And we want to make sure we get people in the right place.
Okay. And that you arrive at 8 o'clock if you want to do that project.
Exactly.
So that will help. The blood drive that you mentioned at the LDS Church, that is going to be happening. And so that's a good thing. The note cards for the Bags of Love project is another project that I think can be done by almost anybody.
Yep, and that's a group. Their official name is It's My Very Own Bags of Love. And I don't know if you remember this, Scott, but a number of years ago, the pottery sale that happens in the fall, this organization was the recipient of that money, and that's where I first heard about them. And they are a local chapter of a national organization that they have a very specific way of creating bags for kids who may be in touch with the law enforcement system. And so having things so that kids aren't putting their materials in a trash bag to go, that they have some notes of love and support when they are going through difficult times.
Yeah.
And so there were two projects. One is the doing the note cards. The other one is helping to make blankets.
Oh, nice.
And we do ask for a little bit of skills with, I think it's a rotary cutter.
Okay.
Do you have any
I don't think I do.
Skills, Scott?
No. Yeah, no. Well, I still have all my fingers, so I must be doing something right.
Yes.
So that's good. Good to know. There's the food donations for the Echo Food Bank. And that is the just bring some unexpired non-perishable food items the day of the event, Monday. And you can donate those, and that's a great way to do that. The cleanup at Berg Park that you mentioned.
Yep.
There's a few priorities there of cleaning the river paths in and around Berg Park and some of the bridges. So bring gloves.
Yep.
And trash bags will be supplied.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And,
all right.
And, you know, then you get into a whole list of our sold out
yes,
projects, which is wonderful. But I can pretty much guarantee there will be something, someone does not show up
yeah.
that morning, and we will be kind of looking for a few more. Like last year, Seth Bingham is one of our volunteers, and he kept waving at me the Bloomfield Boys and Girls Club sign, and I couldn't figure out why he was like waving this at me at the front. And then I realized he wanted to get more volunteers. We needed more volunteers at that particular project. So there may be a little switching around if needed.
Right, right. But that's a lot of projects.
That's a lot of projects.
You know,
spaces for like 285 people. And you know, some of that includes like the blood drive that like I'll probably
donate.
That could
take a lot of people, sure.
Well, and you know, I'll probably donate blood and then go do something else, right?
Right.
And so, you know, you could do that on top of another project.
Like eat a cookie. No, you do something even more than that, wouldn't you?
I often go around and try to make sure we have photos of sites.
Sure,
and,
of course.
And Scott, I want to just pause and say that there's feedback that we hear again and again every year, and that is that people really appreciate the opportunity to honor Dr. King's legacy, and then they really appreciate the opportunity to go out in the community and do something.
Yeah.
And that is the kind of twofold piece of this.
Nice.
And you pulled up on the screen our T-shirts.
I was just going to mention, we haven't talked about the T-shirts,
That's
right?
That's exactly right. So the New Mexico MLK Jr. State Commission has provided, I think it's 125, if I remember the number right, beautiful black long-sleeved T-shirts.
Okay.
And so the first people there, you know, we probably won't have one for every one, but we will give them away as long as they last in the morning. And if you want a new T-shirt, come get a new T-shirt. If you have one from another year, I think you have a teal one.
I do.
Scott,
I think I do. You're right.
You know, pull out what you have in the closet if you want to wear it again. Like, we've done this enough years now that when you look at it out at the audience and you've got all these colors of T-shirts, it is an absolute joy.
That's true. Or as you can see, Liesl's limited edition orange T-shirt
there
from
weren't
the
as many
very
back
first
then.
One. Yes.
Yep.
So
yeah.
She is really showing off some of the designs that you have and the collection that you have.
Exactly. And I just want to do a huge shout out to the State Commission for providing those, because that has meant that we don't have to fundraise in our local community for T-shirts. And instead, you know, we focus on getting food donations, and we have a lot of restaurants who have been very generous with us, as well as a lot of church folks who have, have helped with this.
Well, why am I not surprised?
Yeah.
I mean, it is what the community is all about, right?
That's exactly right.
And that's nice to see. But it's a great event. It's coming up again. So mark your calendars. They're already marked, actually, because Monday is Martin Luther King Day. And so if you mark your calendar, you will be able to join Liesl and me and some of the other folks from the community, a lot of other folks from the community, 8:30 at the LDS Church at the corner of Apache and Auburn Streets. The parking lot's off the backside of it on Comanche.
Yep.
And
Scott, have you signed up?
I have not yet signed up, so
all
I need to do that before tonight.
Do you know where you want to volunteer?
I think I do.
What do you think?
Well, normally I have other stuff going on that day as well because school's about to start here. So normally I kind of do the maybe Echo Food Bank donation or some of the things that I can kind of do and then get back to doing
getting
my
your
other
syllabus
stuff.
And
Yes. Uh-huh. So that's kind of probably where I'll be. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sounds great.
But
we love that.
And
love all the different ways. And want to make sure that we're clear too that children are absolutely welcome at this event.
Right.
And that is very much an all ages thing. Making sure there are things for people to do if they need to sit, and there are things for people to do if they want to be active.
Very true. And that's good to point out as well. So that's very good.
Yep.
Wonderful. And again, the location is on Eventbrite. To get to the tickets, there's a Facebook page.
Yes, there is.
Right, that will link to Eventbrite, I think.
That's exactly right. You can, if you type in Four Corners Annual MLK Day of Service, if you go to Eventbrite, and it's Eventbrite, and then just type in MLK Farmington, it'll come right up.
Right.
It's your only real option.
There you go. And just go to get tickets. And again, these are free tickets, and you're just kind of reserving your spot in these groups to go do the projects.
And then you are welcome just to show up.
So, right.
And if you hear this Monday morning and want to common, you know, if you've missed the actual time, you are welcome to come to San Juan College and help with that project.
That one can take more folks probably pretty easily.
Exactly. And that one tends to like keep going. It's just a delight.
Very good.
And San Juan Regional is so appreciative of that.
Oh, I'm sure they are. Sure. Because those little kind of designs and favors go on the trays, the meal trays that are delivered to patients at
the
hospital.
And just a little thing to brighten up someone's day when they're going through a rough time.
Yeah. And so I would think that project too. So if someone's watching this at 8 o'clock Monday morning going, oh my gosh, I'm not gonna be able to get out of the house by 8:30. But if they get out of the house by 10, they could come here to the college and probably still
get a
little task done between then and 12:30.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yep.
Sounds good. You've thought of everything. Almost.
Yeah. I'm sure there's something we haven't, but
I'm gonna knock on wood.
Yeah. And so excited. So
That's
excited
wonderful.
For and so appreciative. This really has been an effort of love. It's really a dedicated group of volunteers who makes this happen behind the scenes and does the planning to get this ready. And we're really grateful to be at the Apache Chapel of the LDS Church this year.
Very true. Very true. Well, and I know you're a big part of it, but there is a small group with you that does this, but you are representing them this morning. So thank you.
I am. And Tamara Coombs, who also works here at San Juan College, is the co-chair with me this year. And we have a lot of different roles. And we'd love to hear from you if you want to be involved with us next year in the planning parts of this. It's a lot of fun. It's a great group.
There you go. That'll be your number 8.
Yeah.
How about that? There you are. Well, congratulations. 7 years. It doesn't seem like it's been 7 years, but it has been.
Yeah.
And it's really great to see the community come out and benefit, you know, a lot of different areas, not just Farmington, not just Aztec or Bloomfield, or, you know, it kind of is growing throughout the county, which is nice to see.
And we want to keep that, you know, so if you've got an idea for a project next year in Bloomfield or Aztec or west part of the county, we really want to spread the love.
Right. Very true. Liesl, thanks so much. Good to see you as always.
Thank you. It's a joy.
We'll see you Monday morning.
Bright and early.
Okay.
All right.
We will be there.
Thank you.
Liesl Dees, my guest this morning, representing the Four Corners annual Martin Luther King Day of Service, which will be happening, of course, this coming Monday, January 15th in Farmington. Before I go, a couple of reminders, of course. And again, we want to let you know that Megan Cullop has a show coming up in addition, but this was Solutions from the Street on KSJE. And if you have an idea for maybe a solution that's happening in our community, we always invite you to drop us an email. Just let us know about it, ksje@sanjuancollege.edu, and we will follow up and maybe feature that solution on a future program here on KSJE. So jot us an email and let us know if you know of a solution to a challenge or a community issue. We are here, of course, with this program on the second and fourth Fridays of the month. But next Friday, I'll be back with my co-hosts, Megan Cullop and Scott Duran, on the first, third, and fifth Fridays for our That's Interesting show. It's an actual call-in show. It's kind of a non-format show. We just kind of go with the flow, whatever you want to talk about, whatever my co-hosts want to talk about. It could be anything. It could be whales. It could be cars. You never know. You really never know. But that will be here next Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. here on KSJE. So we hope you'll join us for that program in addition to Solutions from the Street. Now I can talk, I think, about Megan's program tomorrow, her music show, Radio Free Saturday Mornings, every Saturday from 9 to 11 a.m. right here on KSJE, the eclectic mix of music that Megan puts together. And then, of course, Scott Duran has the World Beat Show on Saturdays from 11 to noon, every Saturday, music from around the world. So we hope you'll join us for that as well, and keep the dial tuned to KSJE. Until next time, everyone, thanks for joining me. This is KSJE, the local news and information and cultural beacon of the Four Corners. Have a great rest of your day, everyone. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.